Amazing Grace may be the most recorded and most readily recognized hymn of all time. Its role in prompting racial equality has been transformative. The story of how Amazing Grace came to be fits its broad impact. Amazing Grace was written by an 18th century Anglican priest named John Newton. It is his spiritual autobiography. In his early years, Newton was a key player in the African slave trade, including captaining ships. In March 1748, Newton was on a ship that was nearly destroyed by an intense storm. They survived. Eventually, Newton turned to a life of faith and was ordained a priest. He became well known, including as a hymn writer. He was active in working with William Wilberforce to abolish the African slave trade, which was achieved by an act of Parliament in 1807. Amazing Grace was first in print in 1779 as part of Newton's Only Hymns, a publication of over 500,000 copies. Amazing Grace spread through the United States in the 19th century. The tune is New Britain, reportedly first joined with the text in 1835 by the composer William Walker. That Amazing Grace has had such an impact is not surprising. The words are personal, speaking of Newton's own transformation, including surviving the tempest at sea and all manner of horrors, many of his own making. Newton wrote six verses which, when read, are clearly his life story. Interestingly, When We've Been There 10,000 Years, which is the verse most frequently sung as the last verse, was not written by Newton. Rather, it is found in Harriet Beecher Stowe's anti-slavery novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, in which Tom sings three verses of Amazing Grace. The 10,000 Years verse was drawn from a hymn titled Jerusalem, My Happy Home, dating to at least 1790. John Bertelot's version, which we hear today, includes 10,000 years, then finishes with his own addition of a verse, praise God, amazing grace. So listen to this hymn of poignant simplicity and beauty, and pray that it may continue to guide transformation of the world, so that, as Newton said in a verse we won't hear, we all may possess a life of joy and peace.